The White House Report.
It seemed like everyone converged on the city of New Orleans last weekend for the Essence Festival, the largest they've ever had. I was there along with people to include the Democratic nominee for governor of the state of Georgia, Stacey Abrams. I got a chance to talk with her. Take a listen.
What say you in this moment of Trump, this moment of heightened racial tension, division? What do you think about that?
I think that we have to hold to the truth we've always known, which is that diversity matters, and that having your experiences reflected in your politics matters. Yes. It has been the legacy of communities of color, especially the Black community, for generations. And my campaign is about making certain that every voice is lifted up, especially those that are left behind, and that I'm changing the face of what leadership looks like in America.
You are in a red state, so what will your message be once you are governor? How do you dampen the fears, quell the concerns?
I frame it differently. I think Georgia is a purple state that hasn't fully activated. Actually, I think we're blue. I think we are a state that has a dramatic change, not only in demography, but we have always been a state that has been on the leading edge of progress, and we have forgotten that. But I intend to bring us back to that space where we expand Medicaid, because we know healthcare is both a moral issue and an economic issue. I believe in continuing to reduce our incarceration rates, because we are wasting human capital if we do not invest. I believe that we have to do better work about jobs and putting money in the pockets of families. And as excited as I am about Amazon possibly bringing 50,000 jobs, I intend to be the governor who invests in 5,000 small businesses so they can create 10 new jobs, because there are 50,000 jobs that never leave our state. And I intend to use the platform of the governor's mansion to put money into families' pockets, but to make sure that everyone has the freedom and opportunity to thrive. Prosperity belongs to everyone, but we have to have an organized leadership that recognizes it and is willing to work for it, and that's what I'm going to do.
Once you become governor, you're going to have a white hot spotlight on you, particularly at the White House. How do you plan to deal with President Trump? Because you're going to have to deal with President Trump.
I've built my campaign, but more importantly, I've built my leadership, my political leadership, my business leadership, my civic leadership, on being able to work with everyone, but never compromising my values. And I think we often see this as a dialectic, that we either have to compromise who we are to get what we want, or we just abandon what we want. I've worked very effectively across the aisle, but I've never once had to concede on reproductive choice, on believing in labor unions, on reducing criminal justice, criminal incarceration. I can work with anyone, but I am never going to deny who I am and what I stand for in order to make it work. My job is not to change who you are. My job is to get you to do what we need to do to move the country forward and move Georgia forward.
I'm April Ryan, AURN News.